Well, I'm more like brown.
So what's your nationality?
I'm a Moroccan. So you're from the United States.
Yeah, I'm from the United States, historically from the earth. So we're talking about race in America. So what are your thoughts on the current climate in this country, and what's the future going to look like?
So, well, first of all, I don't think that my English is that good. So, well, I think, well, sometimes mine might be a loss of words. So,
That's okay, brother. Just speak your mind. It's okay. I understand.
well, as I said, I'm from Africa. I'm from Morocco. So, I only see things from the outside, and as it means that the tension is only rising.
Right. This is true. No racism in Morocco.
I don't think so. No.
No mistreatment of black people in Morocco.
No, because we're not white either, so we're in the middle, so
Right, you
yeah.
my brown brothers.
Yeah.
So
Well, I think
go ahead, sir. What are your thoughts on America? I mean, do you think that a man from Morocco has a better example of how to conduct racial relationships than a man in America?
I think that the problem in America, well, I don't think I have a right to speak at all. Well, but well, the
No, you
problem
have the
is
right
that
to speak.
I think I don't even know if segregation is the right word. Well, there is the history, first of all, the like 400 years of slavery. You can never erase that. So there's that, and well, there were like try attempts to eradicate racism and or take it off, but it's gonna be if that's gonna happen someday, it's gonna be like really hard to achieve that. And well, I think that first of all, you know what? There's like right now the biggest concern I think in America is the biggest source of tension is like the shooting, the cops shooting like black men, I think. Correct me if I'm not wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I would add on to that and say that the biggest source of racism and the biggest source of discrimination is white supremacy. And white supremacy is a global program that exists. I know it exists definitely in South Africa. I don't know. We don't see Morocco on the news too much, but I know it exists in Australia. I know that the white supremacists, the Aryan people, went into India and they put the Indians into a caste system where they put the darker shade of the Indians into the lower caste system. So I know that white supremacy generally covers the face of the earth. And the problem will never really cease to exist until black people and brown people begin to have a relate more of a deeper relationship with ourselves, more connectivity between the waters. Me talking to you is a good example of this. Just brothers talking from one side of the globe to the other, and being able to share common ground. Being able to share the truth and preaching the truth against, the lies of white supremacy, because white people, where they are supreme, their supremacy is also a lie. It's a fact and it's a lie all at once, because most of the things that they think make them better are are based in lies. They think that having lighter skin makes them better. They think that, having lighter eyes, you know, they make up fantastical stories about themselves, and they do all of this at the expense of Black people and brown people, and make us out to be, you know, vigilante, terrorists and thugs and criminals and rapists and murderers, and, you know. So the best thing that we could do to fight this supremacy is just to, you know, to keep the brotherhood alive. As far as what happens in America, I live in America. And it's a hell of a thing that's going on over here. But God knows best. We say that, you know, Allah knows all things. He's the best knower. So he's permitting all of this to happen for a very excellent reason. And that reason is basically to awaken Black people up to the identity of their enemy, you know. And we say that the white man is our enemy. He is our enemy, just like the mongoose is the enemy of the snake. You know, we the cats and dogs. So we don't. At least we. I'm a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, follower of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We don't make any. You know. We don't make any excuses, and we don't, you know, we don't play around with words when we say that the white man is our enemy. We mean that, and we have the greatest evidence against him to call him that. And, you know, all we can do is just stay vigilant and keep our unity, keep our integrity through our unity. And keep our minds and our hearts open to love for each other. Before we can love, you know, our enemies, we have to first love each other. So
that's what I'm trying to interrupt you, but you know, the first thing you said is like we have to create unity between us. But while that is like really a good thing to do, well, don't you think that it will just separate us more, like separate the Black people from the white people? And as you said, like that you consider the white people as enemies. Well, what you consider as your enemies are the Aryan people that you said, the white supremacists. Well, if we take like the numbers of the white supremacists, the Aryan people, and divide them by the whole white people in America, don't you think that the percentage of them will be like really low? So I think that we shouldn't like call all
that's,
of the
white that's just people. Not that's just not true, brother. And mathematics doesn't give those numbers. That's just not a true statement. And I don't mean to contradict what you're saying.
Hello, everybody. This is Yoruba, Bless Be Real. And today we have another topic and something interesting today because we have a special co-host. Say hello.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up? So today's topic is racism. What's your race, Aileen?
I'm Black.
Oh, you're Black. Okay, yes, so we're going to dive into it. This is a real show. We keep it real. We don't sugarcoat shit here, okay? All right, so don't be afraid to speak your mind. I'm going to start and say, where did racism start? And first, I want your opinion on how do you think racism started?
Okay, that's a good question. I think it deserves a good answer. And it might be too lengthy, but I'll try to shorten it up from what I know. Okay. Racism started from the people who have no place in the earth. You know, everything has a place in existence. When you look at nature, everything knows its position. When you looked at the original people in the world that existed, the Aboriginal people, whether you're looking at the people in South America, whether you're looking at the people in Australia or Africa, everybody knew their position, everybody knew their place and had an understanding of themselves. But the only people who did not have an understanding of their place and of their relationship to nature was the white man and the white woman. And so if you look in white literature, you'll see white people always questioning their existence. You know, it's a genre in literature called existentialism, which is basically white people saying, why do I exist? Why am I here? And through this questioning, it shows also, it also gives light to the reasons why they do the murderous, you know, heinous crimes that they do, because they really don't understand their own nature.
Wow.
And so they see themselves as, they see race because they are without color. They see color because they are the only ones without color, without purpose. Well, pardon me, they have a purpose. God gave white people a very specific purpose.
Okay, can I stop you?
Go ahead.
I love your explanation, but I'm going to give you a real simple explanation on how it started,
Go ahead.
A white man went to the bathroom, pulled out his dick to pee. Then a black man came into the bathroom and pulled out his dick and started peeing. Then a white man saw his dick and realized it was a 6-inch
differential. Six-inch differential.
And he got mad. And it all starts out with penis envy. That's the bottom line. Racism is all really about you have the biggest penis and I'm mad. You know what I mean? That is what it goes down to. And now here we are being killed over that guy who saw that black guy's dick.
I think, I like what you're saying, but I would take it to a different level.
I know that I'm being completely comical, but it has truth in it.
It's due to the advancements that black people generated. Black people created civilization, and black people were doing things that white people are just starting now to do millions and thousands and millions of years ago. So that's the envy. That's the, you know, our bigger brains, our ability to stay in the sun, you know, our physicality.
My question to you, Aleem, is where do you get your info from as far as where you think white people are and all that?
Oh, I don't think about who white. I know who white people are. White people are, as the Bible calls them, Satan. They are the force that was created to challenge people and to give people the right to give black man a challenge that he never had before, to force him to be a greater God than he was before.
You're a Christian?
No, I'm a Muslim. I'm a follower of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who other followers are, you know, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Minister Louis Farrakhan, you know, people of that caliber. I follow in their lineage.
Okay. Do you know who Malachi Z. York is?
No, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right, you gave a good explanation on your opinion. Some people might call it bias. Some people might call it that's racism right there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And other people call it that's their history. You know what I mean? But as a person who is Caucasian, and let's say this person, you know what I mean, is not racism and does good, or you know what I mean, be in a community, because I believe that there are such thing as good white people. I definitely believe it. So are they going to be judged and crucified because of their ancestors?
Well, they're going to be judged and crucified based off of their own actions, but their actions are predicated off of the actions of their ancestors. We're not born in a vacuum. So whenever we look at white people and we try to measure their goodness, we have to understand that whatever good qualities they have, whatever bad qualities they have, they are not originated by themselves alone. We're not individuals the way that we think we are. We are all a combination of our father and mother and the people in our environment's thoughts and their actions. So we are not not individuals. So when you see a white person, you're not looking at an individual, you're looking at a nation. You're looking at a person who is just an apple from a tree.
And, oh my God.
And you can't see you can't, it's, and you, you know, the apple will say, well, I'm nothing like the tree. You know, that's the tree. I'm just, I'm a good apple.
Right.
And then, but that's, you, you know, our definition of good has to be changed. What is our standard good? If you've been given shit your whole life and somebody, you know, something that is, you know, a notch above shit, you're going to say, oh, this is good. Right. Because it's not shit, but it's not good. I get, it's just a notch above shit. You see what I'm saying? So when our standard of, yes, man, when our standard of good, well, I don't see, I don't know a good white person. If you, I would, if, under more investigation, we would be able to see what is, which good truly is and what the standard of, what do we mean by good?
That makes sense.
You know, walking up, you know, walking an old woman across the street, that's good. But when you look at the nature and the characteristics of a white person's mind and their natural behaviors, is that good in comparison to the natural behaviors of a black person? Are their characteristics beneficial to black people? And I would say without question that that's a big no for me.
Okay. So basically what I'm getting from what you're saying is, because I want to keep this as like a podcast. I don't want to just be like a conversation on the phone. I want to understand and explain to the audience what you're basically saying. So you're saying from like that comment, the apple from the tree. So you're basically saying there's no such thing as a good white person.
There's no such thing as a good anybody.
Okay.
Good is a perspective.
Okay.
There's only right and wrong. Okay. So when somebody, we always try to say, oh, I'm a good person, and that's not true. You know you do things that are not right.
Right.
But you always position yourself as good when you know.